Our favorite fellow foodie, Michael Sevilla, is here. It's been too long, babe.
I have an appeal for you.
Good. You have a what?
Appeal. An appeal. Like an you're appeal. In court, you're like, I appeal to that. Yeah. Pat Combs has got to say more than 50 years of Spaghetti Works.
Oh.
That's more than 50 years. He says more than 40 years. They've been open since 74.
Don't care.
I care because I love that place. My kids love it, too.
Nobody told him math was involved.
Math was involved.
Yeah, that's true. I keep seeing your face. You've got a big Jet event coming up.
The Jet Award Gala. Yeah, it's our 15th annual gala. It is tomorrow. Today, we have a welcome dinner. We're getting everybody in from the airport. So it has been busy. It's been very busy. But I told my wife, I got to make time for Wingy, though, because I missed last week because I was working. So
first Thursday of every month is
April.
Yes. Just this month.
Because I would take the first Thursday month for Burrito Day as well. I love burritos. The burrito wasn't introduced to this country until the 1930s. Mm. And it was way too long. I mean, we were waiting forever. I love the burrito. It's incredible. El Chihalo Spanish Cafe in Los Angeles were the first burritos in this country. Awesome. Uh-huh. So I'm going to give you some places you may not have heard of, some you have heard.
Okay, sure.
First of all, have you been to the Churro House?
Yes.
Near my house. It's off 50th and Saddle Creek. They have a great carne asada burrito. It's just everything there is good. If you love churros, obviously, you'll love churros as well. It's a Churro House. You've been in the Corner Kitchen.
No.
It's about 60th and G. So it is actually in the corner of the strip mall. So when it meets in the middle, that's why they call it the Corner House. Okay. It is the most unique restaurant in town because it is a Korean-Mexican fusion restaurant.
Oh, how fantastic.
Yes, they have a surf and turf burrito. Very good. And it's only $14.50, which you get a bunch of shrimp, you get a bunch of carne asada.
It's right up my alley.
It's perfect for you. Yeah. Louis M's, a place obviously you've heard of.
I've got to go back there.
Louis
M's. Been in a while.
They have the Emilio A.M. burrito, which is a breakfast burrito that is covered with pork green chili. Mm. So good. Bacon, chorizo in there as well. It's really good. Taqueria Tijuana. Have you been there on 24th Street?
I've heard it. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's on 24th Street, and it's one of the most inexpensive places. Like, their burrito is about $6.
Oh, jeez.
And it's a really good sized burrito. It's nothing special when you walk in there. It's like a hole in the wall. But
how
it's
do
a great
you find
place.
All these places?
We go out to eat
a lot. I guess.
We definitely go out to eat.
There's a place.
Yes, and I love burritos, you know, and you see a name like that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the kind of national ones is Herbalerto's. Used to be Alvarado's forever. Now there's about 20 of them in town. Mm-hmm. And they have, it's been Lent for me for a long time, so I haven't eaten any meat. They have a great shrimp burrito.
Mm-hmm.
And then De Leon's has a great shrimp and crab meat burrito.
De Leon's.
Yeah, they have a bunch of those as well. Of course, based out of Lincoln originally. But a lot of great places to get burritos. Celebrate tomorrow with a burrito in your hand and thank Wingy.
And maybe one in each hand.
That'd be
or any other orifice. I thank you for showing up. Good luck on your, I know it'll be a success.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Hey, the hay is in the barn, right?
Hey.
Yeah.
We'll see you back here in two weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks, Wingy.
Michael Sevier.